Every musher has a different approach to training and racing dogs. By the time this year's champion, Alan Moore, arrived in Braeburn, he says he'd learned plenty about how dogs respond to a fast-paced race.
Dogs have never went this fast before. Due to the conditions, of course, but when it's icy and they can just go fast, it has to do something to them at the end, which I think it has.
Moore's sled dogs were reluctant to leave the last two checkpoints, but then so was the musher himself. He says temperatures between 20 and 30 below may also have had something to do with it.
It seems like when it's, 30 below or something, it sucks moisture out of them, and you just have a lot of more tendency for dogs to not want to run.
But Moore's leader, Quito, loped and pulled just hard enough to convince the rest of the team to go. Cody Straith has also discovered an impressive leader among his dog team. Her name is Sable.
She's kind of afraid of me and my voice, and she's afraid of everything, really. But we've been learning to work together since she's now one of my main leaders for the rest of the race. But she's really soft, gentle little girl, and so I've had to change the way I talk to the dogs, and we're getting along really well now. So she's pulling everybody down the trail.
Sable apparently wags her tail like a cat and barks like a seagull. Although Straith is clearly feeling down after dropping six dogs along the trail, he says Sable is among a number of team members who are starting to get a feel for racing.
I'm feeling good about things. I mean, a little bit bummed that I don't have some core dogs that would help me feel more confident about rushing out and being more competitive. But, I've got a bunch of young dogs in there that I'm pretty sure that if I'm cautious this year, that they will be one hell of a team next year. And they'll be a hell of a team for Iditarod this year. So it's important to me to not blow out their heads and not blow out their bodies.
This is Straith's second run down the Yukon Quest Trail. It hasn't gone as smoothly as he'd hoped, but he says his dogs are teaching him plenty.
It's frustrating at times because you have to be like super positive and really work with them and teach them things when you really just want to get down the trail, but in the end it's going to make really good dogs.
At least two dogs on Matt Hall's team have secured their places.
And that's Porter and Pale.
Hall says the two were last-minute fill-ins he'd planned to sell after the race.
They're just super, super steady, I've seen them before, just a little more, mentally, just kind of like in the past and training runs, just kind of like, here we go. But every time I boot up and pull the hook, I feel like there's more and more power.
He says they simply found their rhythm. It's something John Schandelmeyer is familiar with. He has a reputation for excellent dog training. More than half his dogs are rescued. He has said repeatedly he had no expectations from the start, but he knew the quest would help him find out exactly what he had in his kennel.
My focus has been dog training, and the race was the venue to see if the training went well. You can't do that at home. You can't repeat this at home. This is only on pressure situations on a race that you get to see how a dog actually responds to adversity.
Mushers are still spread widely across the last third of the trail. Their experience levels vary, but they're almost certainly all finding out how their dog teams are handling this year's hard-packed, wind-blown, and icy conditions. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.